Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is March 27, 2026. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Senescent obesity signature in breast cancer. A paradigm of reverse cardio-oncology. The field of reverse cardio-oncology found that subclinical and overt cardiometabolic dysfunction, specifically obesity, fuels breast cancer risk and alters tumor biology. This occurs through shared mechanisms including chronic inflammation, hormonal dysregulation, and cellular senescence. Refined obesity phenotypes, such as metabolically healthy versus unhealthy obesity and sarcopenic obesity, demonstrate more accurate stratification of breast cancer risk compared to body mass index alone. This paradigm highlights specific biological links between cardiovascular and oncological diseases. Article number 2. Sex differences in cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome. The Feinhardt pooled analysis. This pre-specified analysis, drawing from two trials on chronic kidney disease and type 2 diabetes, Fidelio DKD and Figaro DKD, and one trial on heart failure, Feinhardt's HF, specifically investigated sex differences in cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome. The analysis consolidated individual participant data to clarify how cardiometabolic risk factors and their impact manifest differently between women and men. It provided a comprehensive platform to understand these distinctions in populations with chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and heart failure with mildly reduced or preserved ejection fraction. The study's rigorous data pooling addressed a critical knowledge gap regarding sex-specific outcomes in cardiovascular kidney metabolic syndrome. Article number 3. Cardiac involvement in parasitic infections. Parasitic infections are identified as an important, yet under-recognized, cause of cardiovascular disease, especially in endemic regions, and increasingly due to global migration and travel. Cardiac involvement results from either direct parasitic invasion or, more commonly, from immune-mediated and inflammatory mechanisms. These processes primarily affect the myocardium and pericardium, leading to clinical manifestations such as acute myocarditis, dilated or restrictive cardiomyopathy, and pericarditis. This highlights the diverse pathological pathways by which parasites impact cardiac health. Article number 4. Inflammatory pathways in atrial fibrillation. Mechanisms and novel therapeutic targets. Inflammation is definitively identified as a predisposing factor for atrial fibrillation, the most common sustained cardiac arrhythmia. Systemic inflammatory disorders, including autoimmune disorder, diabetes mellitus, and obesity, as well as local inflammation of the heart or pericardium, are directly linked to atrial fibrillation. Inflammation triggers various signaling pathways and directly influences pro-inflammatory cytokines, which subsequently promote structural and electrical changes in the atria. These mechanisms underscore the critical role of inflammatory processes in atrial fibrillation pathogenesis. Article number 5. Socioeconomic correlates of incident heart failure and consequent mortality, the All of Us program. This study identified prospective associations between socioeconomic status and incident heart failure in adults without pre-existing heart failure. It also demonstrated associations between socioeconomic status and all-cause mortality in patients already diagnosed with heart failure. The analysis utilized data from the National Institutes of Health-run All of Us research program. This research provides crucial evidence that both individual and neighborhood measures of socioeconomic status independently correlate with heart failure development and subsequent mortality. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.